Avinu shebashamayim yikadash shemecha tavo, malchutecha yeaseh ritzoncha, kemo bashamayim kein ba'aretz. Et lachem chukenu ten lanu hayom, uslach lanu et chavotenu ka'asher, salachnu gam anachnu lechayavenu vial tivienu lidei nisayon ki'im, chaltsenu min hara ki lecha hamam lecha, V'hagvura v'hatiferet li'omei olamim omei. Then one of the criminals who were hanging blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Mashiach, save yourself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear Hashem, seeing that you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Moshiach, "Adonai, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Moshiach said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Now we see here that there were three deaths that occurred, three men who were dying, and each was dying in a different way in regard to sin. Now the first one was mocking Moshiach, and he was saying that if you are the Moshiach, come down and save us and save yourself. But it was too late, and he needed really not to be saved for this life, but for the life that was coming, and he was very speedily going into the next life, because he was being condemned to death. But if he had received that Moshiach would have saved him from death, he would have entered into Gehinnom, which he did eventually. Now the other man heard what he was saying, and he's saying, "Don't you see that we're under the same condemnation, and this is an innocent man here who's dying?" And this second man looked at Moshiach and he said to him, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." This man saw that there were two roads to go now. He could go on the road of condemnation or the road to Chaye Olam. And this man now wanted Chaye Olam. At least if he couldn't do anything else about his life, he could decide to take a different direction in eternity. And each one of these men was dealing with Avera in three different ways. One dealt with it, Moshiach dealt with it, by dying for Avera, taking our place, taking the punishment that the chastisement of our peace, as Ishayu said in his prophecy, that the chastisement of our peace was upon him. That he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. And that he was taking our place, that we may not be condemned by Hashem. And now each one of these men had dealt with sin, dealt with Avera. The first man once and for all died for Avera, took the punishment that was upon us. The other one died to Avera. He realized he had lived his life wrong, and he wanted to make peace with Hashem, and here was his opportunity, and he made it. And he made a very quick entry into the kingdom of God. And the other one was lost forever, lost in Gehinnom. Lost forever. And each one of us must make a decision. We have to look to the one who died for Avera and died to Avera. While we don't have to wait until we are at the end of our lives, but as we are in this life, and realize that we don't have to be Avadim, servants of Avera, but Avadim Hashem, servants of God. to make our peace with God now, that we may have a long and blessed life with Hashem. The other one died in this Avera, died without being forgiven, and now he's suffering eternally. He's in Gehinnom, wanting the chance, but it's forever taken away, and this is the death that we must shun. Amen. I'll get it. I'm stuck here.
It froze off, you mean?
Yeah.
There it is.
That's the door here.
Is it rewinding?
No.
It's doing something because I see those numbers flying by.
Yeah, we're supposed to.
Maybe it has to reformat or something before. Is there a way to shut it off? Did you shut it off, or? When you finish recording, do you have to